How would you assess that performance?
I thought the first so-and-so, right, a little rusty, and then I thought the second period, I thought they did some really good things. Unfortunately, come on to that one, still down two, right? And then I thought in the third here, we made a push, made some big saves there. It was 3-1, and then they come right back and they get the fourth one, and the wind took out of our sails a little bit.
Craig Smith was saying that it's kind of a 48-hour thing each game to be prepared, and I know practice was a little sloppy yesterday. Do you feel like there was some more of that that carried over into today?
I don't know if it was that or if it was just a rust from not playing, but I did think we got better in the second, right? But yeah, I mean, we got to be, you know, it's a tough thing, but we'll be ready to play. We got to be knowing what your assignments are and knowing the little things that you talk about. And at times, especially in the first, we didn't do that.
Plastic also mentioned getting your legs back. Yep. Is there some of that?
Yeah, I mean, they're right. I mean, both teams had the same situation, right? And again, I thought the second period we were much better.
You've got a lot of games coming up against teams that need the 2 points every night. How do you match that intensity when, you know, there's nothing other than pride to play for?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. You have a pride, right? You have pride as a player. You have pride as a group, right? And again, let's be honest here. Like, there's a lot of guys that are, you know, you're playing for your future here. If it's with us or somewhere else, whatever, you got to be ready to go, right? It's a business, and that's kind of where it's at. You have to take pride in what you're doing, right? I don't think it should matter where you are in the standings at this point. You got to take pride in what you're doing if you're a pro, right? I think that's the biggest part of it.
Question, but on that fourth goal, the Borinsky breakaway, when all five guys were caught deep, what would you like to see differently in that situation?
Well, yeah, you said all five guys had caught deep, right? I thought we had some good possession there, and then they're a man-man team, so they're following their guys around, right? And we had opportunities to shoot, we didn't pass it off, then we get our shot blocked, and we end up with basically all five guys below that, and then Borinsky just takes off, right? So. Obviously, we will have to have better laters there and have recognition of where we are on the ice in that situation, especially when it's only a 3-1 game, right, at that point. So, you know, we had some opportunities there, so let's be even smarter.
Did you consider a challenge on the Bedard goal that was waved off?
We did. We got kind of rushed in a little bit. They didn't come and give us an explanation why. We actually thought it was a kick in motion first, and then he came over after we called him over and said that it was a goal interference, and we needed to make a decision quickly. So the way our challenge has been going lately is they call it no goal. It happened a couple of times. It seems to be hard to revert those. Yeah. And then looking back at it, I think it would have not. We would have lost the challenge. Okay. Yeah.
Is that still like a kind of demoralizing moment, though?
I don't think so. It's early in the game, right? It's 1-0 game. So I think it's too early for that, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Anderson.
Yeah, thank you.